I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with State Senator Tom Casperson for a legislative update. We talked about several topics, including some of the work he's going to be looking to do in Lansing as he returns back to the State Senate here this fall, as well as some of his reflections on his recent unsuccessful run for Congress. We started our conversation off, however, with a look at the UP State Fair and the visit of Governor Rick Snyder to the UP this week. Here's more with State Senator Tom Casperson.
We are looking forward to the governor's visit. I'll be with him on Thursday for the luncheon. Sounds like we're going to sit down and have a separate lunch to talk one-on-one a little bit. So got some things I'd like to talk to him about that we got going up here, like the disaster that happened on the west end of the UP and where we're at with that on the state level to help him out, those kind of things.
Yeah, I know he's been actually fairly supportive of efforts to get some funding for that, but you were able to tour that area out there, and they got hit pretty hard, didn't they?
It is something, you know, you see this stuff on TV, and Louisiana's struggling right now with this similar problems, but until you go physically see something like that, you just can't imagine the devastation it can be caused, and we certainly got it on the West End.
Well, when we look at those kind of issues, is how important is it for you to stay in contact with the governor and his staff to make sure that they keep things like that in mind when it comes to putting that kind of funding together to help out?
Well, it helps because I think it's more of a team effort, and when you've got the governor saying they need help and the people that represent the area saying the same thing, it'll help when we go down to Lansing and talk with our colleagues and make them understand how big the deal was and the issue is, and make sure that something gets appropriated to help all these folks. It's too big of an issue for the locals to handle. It's just one of those things that, you know, this is a statewide effort now.
As we look now, and we're speaking with State Senator Tom Casperson, looking at the session getting back going here in Lansing fairly soon. Obviously, we know you were involved in a run for Congress here that I know didn't go the way you were hoping it would. But I wanted to ask you, in terms of the campaigning across the 1st Congressional District and meeting with the people there that you were courting their votes, were there some issues that seemed to be universal that came across while you were doing this federal race that when you get back to work at the Capitol that you can apply on a state level? Was there some things that came forward like that?
Yeah, I think the one thing that sticks out, and you and I have talked quite a few through quite a few years here, but the one thing that's near and dear to my heart is the regulatory side of it. We didn't see much difference across the entire district of people talking about those kind of type of things. And the reason for it is that it's connected to jobs and our ability to really conduct our way of life here. And if we're regulated to the point that we can't use our land, we can't use our resources, we can't utilize a trail for recreation, all those type of things all connect to our way of life. And I heard that across the entire district from Alpena over to Traverse City all the way up to Holt and over to Ironwood that, you know, this regulation that's coming out of government is just going too far. And it's affecting our very way of life, our personal property rights, all those things. And that was a consistent theme all the way through.
So what will you take from that you'll take back to the Capitol to get to work in the Senate here as the session gets underway?
Well, I'm going to keep talking those issues as I always have, and certainly going to be talking with the governor about it and my colleagues, and that is I think we're losing sight of personal property rights and our freedoms. As citizens, and the regulatory side of it is one of those things that if you don't balance out the environment, as we talk about environment or whatever the regulation might be, with some of our personal rights, then the pendulum tips too far one way. And I think for quite a few years, the pendulum has tipped too far one way, and we got to try and balance that back out. Protection, but at the same time, utilization and being able to use these things.
As we're heading into getting back to work in Lansing, what do you think is the key issue that you hope to have on the Senate agenda that gets taken care of yet this year?
Well, I've got two bills. It's a package. A colleague of mine came on board with me, and it really gets to the heart of what we just talked about, and that is, I call it equal justice, but it's called loser pay. And I think if the governor will go along with me, and I think so far the administration has not said no, they've come with us. It sets the bar, kind of levels the playing field for the average citizen if they feel they're entitled to something or if they feel the government's overreached on them and they end up finding themselves in court. If they win, then the department that they're battling ends up paying the bill for their legal fees. Otherwise, there's no way to level that playing field. So I hope that's something that we get all the way to the governor's desk and sign this year.
That's the comments of State Senator Tom Casperson. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.